Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash that like button the way that female high school teachers smash their students, so this video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, if everyone gets universal basic income, then who's going to do all the work? The robots and AIs, of course. That's the basic answer. If hypothetically people didn't have to work, most of them would get depressed and go insane due to a lack of purpose. In my mid-20s, I didn't work for 5 years and got free internet money passively, while I traveled the world and enjoyed tons of sex and other sorts of hedonism. Those are the worst 5 years of my life. Nowadays, working every day, even though I don't have to, gives me purpose and mental stability. All those people wanting UBI better be careful what they wish for. Up next, here's concept art for a Ronald McDonald Family in a DreamWorks film that never got off the ground. Looks like it would have been a very long McDonald's commercial. But how does that freaking clown pull a baddie like this when most men can't even get a first date? I'd love to sop up Ronald's wife while forcing him to watch from the McCuck chair. Then again, I think this McWaifu looks like a much better order. So when do we get a McDonald's movie? Number three, with tariffs, Trump is signaling to the world that globalism is over. But the rest of the world doesn't care, even though America makes up 26% of the global economy, and that number is still falling. In 1960, it was 40%. The rest of the world has its own electric cars, smartphones, and other technology. But the US might be smart to bring back manufacturing because it'll be done with robots and AI, increasing the size of the US economy while shrinking everybody else's. Moving on, what the hell is this? Willie Nelson or Snoop Nelson? How about Hippie Dog? To me, this looks like Snoop Dogg and Willie Nelson were in an episode of Star Trek and the transporter accidentally merged the two of them together. I could be wrong, and this could be the Norwegian version of Kid Rock. I think my final answer is Kid Rock, Snoop Dogg, and Willie Nelson combined. Or Snoop Kid Nelson. Number 5, Katie says that when she was a child, they mailed everyone a giant book full of everyone's full name, address, and phone number. Today that would be a jackpot for stalkers or for the Jeets trying to spam everyone. The only reason this used to work is because we lived in a mostly European society with a high trust horizon. Plus, we also had to memorize tons of numbers. I wonder what the part of my brain that used to remember phone numbers is doing right now. Up next, here we have women's delusion when it comes to the evolution of men. Do they actually believe they created art, the wheel, fire, and tools, while the only thing that men did was walk from left to right? This fits right up there with black people being the first samurais. As for women, if they invented all those things, they would be able to build and maintain civilizations without men. It's the women that should be walking from left to right, like NPC characters. Number 7, this police chief in the UK says that he wants to discriminate against white job applicants, so he can hire more ethnic minorities. But I thought that discrimination was against the law. Not if you're discriminating against whites, I suppose. England appears to be infected by the woke mind virus and is burning to the ground. You'd think that this is a Babylon Bee headline, but it's real. What happens when whites are the minority? Will they still be discriminated against? Moving on, Rebecca says that a living wage isn't $7.25. It's $30. But she clearly doesn't understand how inflation works. Leftoid economics is how you get $10 slices of pizza and $80 for the entire pie. In Toronto, we have a $17 minimum wage and apartments here cost $3,000 a month. Women like this have no clue that if you print more money and expand the money supply, it makes everything more expensive. They seem to think that money is magic. Number 9, apparently Kanye West pays $200,000 a month child support, and if it's true, that would be the highest child support payment in American history. And you know that Kim probably wants even more. Both parents are billionaires, so he shouldn't have to pay anything. What are those kids eating? Gold Frosted Flake cereal. At this point, it's more of a luxury tax for him than child support. Kim is worth $1.7 billion, and Kanye is worth $2.7. I guess she wasn't messing with a broke man. Up next, George Takei says that Greta has done more in the last 20 years than many have done in their entire lifetimes. Shut up, Sulu. What has she done except fly around the world in private jets screaming how dare you at the top of her lungs? Now apparently she's been insulting the tiny hats. Does she have a death wish or something? She also appears to have been created by her Antifa parents and George Soros. No wonder she's rebelling against the tiny hats because she probably doesn't want to be under the thumb of Soros anymore. Number 11, here's a question for everyone. Why are almost all woke leftists ugly? The answer is because it's the only way they can get attention by trying to burn Western civilization to the ground. The more important question to be asking is, are they ugly on the inside first, before they became ugly on the outside? George Rockwell once said that communism is the revolt of the genetically unfit, and I agree with that statement. Moving on, are you guys ready for your flight? And no, this isn't AI. I hope that this flight comes with a complimentary glass of bourbon, as well as a parachute. Finally, a plane that's been properly seasoned. The in-flight meal is probably going to be roti and yams. Also, how long before we get a twerking video filmed in a cockpit at 30,000 feet? The blonde is kinda cute, but not cute enough to die for. I honestly believe that most of us would be more likely to fly in this situation. Number 13, here's more proof that the UK is flushing itself down the toilet. A judge says he won't deport migrant criminals because it could stress them out. So the UK has officially become a safe space for crime. Imagine living your life in a country your whole life and third and fourth class illegal aliens gain better rights than you, the first class citizen. Maybe the state should be looking into capital punishment. After all, if they execute him, he'll no longer feel any stress. Up next, here's yet more insanity from not-so-great Britain. This time, a mother or two is arrested and kept in a cell for 7 hours for confiscating her kid's iPad. I guess the state doesn't like it when you interrupt kids' indoctrination. The next thing you know, the cops will be asking you if you paid for a license to be a parent. You know your society has fallen when parents aren't even allowed to discipline their own children. She probably would have got a month if she had spanked that kid. Number 15, here we have a husband and wife getting married for the second time. Looks like both played a reverse Uno card, and this just looks like they're straight with extra steps. He went from pitching to catching. I knew an actual couple like this in real life. They went through a lot of trouble just like this couple, only to end up looking a lot uglier. Then again, this is probably just a prank, and by the looks of it, it wasn't cheap. Moving on, it looks like Barack Obama couldn't keep another man happy. Because Big Mike says, I'm not divorcing Barack. I'm choosing me. If two men can't make it in this day and age, then what hope is there for the rest of us? Remember guys, that men sacrifice their happiness for their families, and women sacrifice their families for their happiness. Even if they're pretending to be ladies. Apparently these are the rumors. Hopefully they can settle things like men. Number 17, what would you do if she broke into your house? Would you slap her thigh and ride the wave in? But if you're not into her, maybe lead her back out the door with a trail of Reese's Pieces. But before you do that, make sure to lock the fridge because she's probably going to look to steal whatever's in it. Also, if she bursts into your place like that, you better be sure your floor is ground level or she's going to end up in the basement. If you're up high, quickly throw a Kit Kat bar out the window or she might demolish the place. Up next, Lizzo attacks Trump on SNL with her performance in a shirt that says tariffed on it. She looks like she clearly needs more Ozempic and is probably pissed off because Trump put tariffs on it. Then again, she's probably terrified because the tariffs were put on snack foods. That font also looks stretched out so that it's more suitable for how wide she is. In the end, calm her down by saying that KFC is domestic, so there's nothing to worry about. Number 19, a lot of women live like this these days, and they think it's perfectly fine. But it looks like the artist forgot to put in the antidepressants, dildos, and bowls and plates full of dry pasta. I also don't see three cats in a litter box, but there does appear to be a mouse. That may actually be a squeaky toy. Women like this will complain about guys that have nothing in their apartment except a chair and a television. Moving on, check out the single mother action figure from Mattel. But I wonder, did she steal that baby because it's a little too dark to be a African? He needs to be at least a shade lighter. Then again, maybe I'm wrong and Tyrone is darker than the darkest of nights. It could also be the dog's kid for all I know. They also need a Nissan playset to go along with this. It needs to have bald tires and a check engine light. Number 21, this next story is both horrific and stupid at the same time. An Ohio baby was ended by a family pit bull, as the grieving mother said she'll never understand why. How about because it's a damn pit bull? Say what you will, but I've never heard a baby being killed by a family poodle. Pit bulls are bred to attack bulls and be aggressive and violent. The only pit bull I've ever known was one of the best good boys I've ever met. So in some ways, I don't know who to believe. Up next, here's what it's like when it's 1:30 a.m. and they turn on the lights in the nightclub. Then you realize that there are no beautiful creatures there that late, because they've already gone home with Chad Roan. Also, who the hell goes to nightclubs anymore? I would love to see Prince Goro here do some breakdancing. It would be absolutely epic. I bet that some guys are so thirsty that they'll still hit that. Number 23, here's what it felt like watching DVDs 25 years ago. And here's what it feels like watching them today. The older I get, the better the resolution gets. But if you watch DVDs on a CRT 480p screen, they look a hell of a lot better. Music CDs, on the other hand, sound just as good as anything you'd hear online these days, and they have much higher dynamic range. Too bad CD-DVD players and computers have almost completely gone away now. Also, here's what it feels like watching it on Blu-ray. Moving on, Warner Brothers' Speedy Gonzalez was banned by the Cartoon Network for being an offensive stereotype, but was eventually returned after protests from the Hispanic American community. They probably thought it was going to go as well as when they banned the racist Bugs Bunny when he was making fun of the Japanese. As for Speedy, of course, they got rid of him because it was probably only white liberal women that were offended by him to begin with. The Mexicans weren't happy because removing Speedy meant removing them from pop culture. Number 25 and the last one, these two actresses are the same age, 21. But they both look 40, and one reminds him of a potato or maybe a barn owl. Gen Z looks like they have a lot of stress in their lives, and they aren't aging very well. These two are both unfortunate looking, but they are cast in shows like The Last of Us and Stranger Things, which are well written and worth watching. Bella Ramsey also looks like a Fernando Botero character. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm, and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate it to PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day. And cheers.